Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze. The third.
No third. No second.
Singular.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be a junior someday.
I don't know. I check my waistline and I feel like a plural.
Oh, ditto lately. Been bloated, drinking beer, getting old, heartburn, back pain.
Oh, I'm just lazy.
Well, that too. But it gets worse when you get older. You're supposed to get more active, right? All right, let's see here. I got three questions for you here for Fair or Foul. Let's start with a try-to-stump-you-guys question. Of course, Major League Baseball averages been declining overall in the past, 20 years just because of
games
the level
rigged.
Of pitching and different factors that just, I would say, give pitchers just a much better advantage at times. And frankly, pitchers have been just getting better over the last few years as well. So, guys, fair or foul, interesting to look at this number. Every single season. At this point, there are only 10 players hitting over 300 this year in Major League Baseball, fair or foul.
10 players.
10 guys over 300.
10 human beings.
Breathing souls. Hearts.
10 sentient
two
beings.
Legs, two arms.
One bat.
I feel like 10's kind of high.
I'm just trying to think of everybody. There would be Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. Wait, I don't know if Shohei.
I don't think Shohei's batting over 300.
I will tell you, no, he's not.
I don't think Jose Ramirez is batting over 300.
It's close. I think if he is, it's like 303, 302.
Is Bobby Witt batting over 300?
No, he's not, no.
He's close, but no.
Trying to think of those guys that you just assume. Is Luis Arraez batting over 300?
No.
There you go.
God, the Athletics kid. Isn't Jacob Wilson one
Jacob
of them?
Wilson, yes. That I do think one. Jacob Wilson is batting over 300.
All right, we're not going to name all 10, so we might as well.
Come on, just do it, guys. Let's go.
I'm going to say fair because if we're struggling that much to even come up with two, then I'm going to say that only 10 total Honestly, this could be foul. That less than 10.
I'm going foul, and I think it's less than 10.
Yeah, I'm going foul as well.
Yeah, you guys got that right. It is less than 10. It is actually only 8. And here
that's
is the
still quick... more than I thought.
Well, it's a quick list, including a couple that you guys probably don't even realize. Of course, Judge and Wilson at the top, Jeremy Pena for the Astros. One that I'm surprised by, Jonathan Aranda. Don't even know who that is for the Rays.
Oh, yeah, for the Rays.
Their first baseman.
He should have started the game, Toronto Collective came in and got Vladdy to start.
Yeah. Then Jacob Myers, and I know him, but at least not as familiar to some, Michael Garcia for the Kansas City Royals.
Mike Hale, excuse me. Or it's like...
I've heard it said Mikael like three different ways.
Or Mikael. Yeah, it's not Michael.
Thank you. Okay.
It's not Michael.
Well,
it's
that announcer,
a different way.
They can go F themselves because that's how I heard them say it.
Mikael,
they are wrong.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Freddie Freeman and Alejandro Kirk. Hitters, 299, Jose Ramirez.
Alejandro Kirk should not count because he doesn't catch every day.
Dude, I played 77 games, though.
I just went 25 years back, the year 2000. There was 10 guys with an average at the end of the season above 330.
And 330?
And that's the best pitchers.
Yes.
And that's like Pedro and Randy and Maddox and, yeah.
How many over 300? Like, God, it had to be like 30 or 40. I'm
trying to get it pulled up here.
10 guys over 330 at this point or at the end of the year?
At the end of the year.
Because you probably have like 9 per team.
In 2000, Ichiro's not in the league.
Well, you got like 350 hitters.
That's a lot of juice.
Baseball Reference only gives me the top 10, so let me find out here.
That's stupid. Thanks, Baseball Reference.
Juice.
Yeah, Ichiro was on that list for years.
I mean, we are through page one, 25 dudes. Actually, that's just the American League.
You said in 01?
2000.
2000. Here we go.
Before Suzuki.
Yeah,
I'm on MLB.com. Maybe they'll give it to me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Holy S. 25.
Yeah, 25 dudes.
Side note, 50 dudes.
Side note, there is a chance.
53.
There is a chance I'm in Seattle for Ichiro's Mariner induction.
You jerk. I'm so jealous.
I'm free that weekend.
Where are you seeing 53, Schultzy?
Going to MLB.com. This is 2000 regular season. I'm looking at hitters by average. Corey Koski is the last 300 hitter hitting 300. He is number 53.
We think.
I see him at number 25.
What the?
Nah. Is this qualified players or all players?
All of these guys have. I see 140 games, 136 games. They all look like qualifiers, brother.
Interesting.
Richard Hidalgo, Chipper Jones, Luis Gonzalez, Jeff Bagwell. All hitting 310, 311 that year.
Interesting.
There were a lot more 300 hitters. What the meaning of this? God, Carl Everett hit 300 that year. All right, guys. Congrats on getting that one right, by the way. Love all the drops.
Just a bit outside.
Moving on, big news this week, at least if you're a Washington Nationals fan, they have cleaned house. General manager Mike Rizzo gone. Manager Davey Martinez and World Series champion gone. Next up on the list to be fired, at least odds-wise, would be Atlanta manager Brian Snitker, Mark Kotze of the Athletics, Matt Cattaro of the Royals are slightly behind him odds-wise, and then Stephen Vogt at the back of that list, guys. Fair or foul, another MLB manager will be fired before the end of the season.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Fair.
Oh, let's see. Let's take a list.
Super fair, give me Steven Vogt.
No, he is not.
Snitker is not getting fired. He's not getting fired.
No. 4 years removed from winning a World Series.
Not getting fired.
That team has just been injury laden. That's not his fault.
Yeah, there are a ton of issues. Losing Max Fried in the starting rotation is a big one. You have Jurickson Profar, who's only now back. Ozzie Albies's been terrible. That's not his fault. Snitker's not getting fired. Honestly, give me Steven Vogt. Cleveland is bad.
I'm going to say, was the question that there will be one more?
And yeah, there will be another manager fired this year, what, in the last 80 games or so?
I'm going to say foul. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to say foul. Because some of these teams that are playing poorly either already fired their managers, or they have a first-year guy, or they had recently made the playoffs and had some success. So I feel like they're not going to cut bait with them yet.
Let me throw a weird one at you. What if the Diamondbacks continue to suck? Torey Lavola?
They're one game under 500.
Yeah, Torey Lavola.
But I mean, what if they go the wrong direction?
I don't think. See, that is a case.
This
where
is the I went to the World Series and I've been bad since.
Kind of like
let's
Davey
change the manager.
Well, Davey Martinez had 6 or 7 years past his
just
World
saying,
Series appearance.
The only people that survived this is Aaron Boone.
Well, yeah, Brian Cashman
just
and him.
Saying.
Cushy jobs. I don't know. Torey Lavola, he is a fan favorite in Arizona. I think that would be a hard one for them to do right now.
I would have said John Schneider, but they're in first place. So that was my guy. That was the guy I thought was for sure going to get fired this year. But they're in first place. He's not going anywhere. Unless they finish fourth in that division.
Lavolo's 6-1 odds right now.
They would have to have a
That's
pretty,
money.
They would have to have a pretty pretty epic collapse here.
Yeah,
I feel
they're literally a couple games out of the wild card.
I literally would have chosen Schneider. I would have, but they're in first place.
Hey, just so you know, Aaron Boone is on this list at 25-1.
I hate it. That's too low.
Well, they just signed him to a new contract, so that's definitely not happening.
Then why the hell is he on the list?
Well, because Vegas wants my money.
That's exactly why. They literally hear guys like you all the time. Aaron Boone sucks.
Yeah, they're like, I'll take your money. Joke's on you, fool. I already put my $20 down on the Guardians winning the division. I'm too broke to make another bet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody gets fired.
No?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so either. I mean, unless there's epic Steven Vogt honestly could get fired.
Well, enjoy Scott Service if he does.
If they're so bad, if they're that bad.
I'd bet you $1,000.
And I'm telling you, if the Diamondbacks really do keep going backwards, I think Torey Lavola could get fired.
Sneaky pick, but seems like you're thinking along with the rest of Vegas, and I'm surprised that Alex Cora
Alex
is actually
Cora.
On that list.
Is he on the list?
6-1, along with Lavolo.
He should be. That team sucks.
And this is as of, like, 3 days ago. So very recent, of course, after Davey Martinez got fired. All right, let's move on. Final question of tonight's Fair or Foul. Wanted to stay on theme, guys. We were having a debate in the last segment about which player should be an All-Star, Joe Adell or Julio Rodriguez. I mean, seriously, take this question and ponder it for a second. Don't just like fly off the handle with an answer. Fair or foul, Joe Adell will have a better career than Julio Rodriguez. Fair or foul? See there, I knew it.
This is a bait question.
Well, it's really not, but you guys
this
are
is to make you feel better.
No, it's because you're so into him being an All-Star, and I'm legitimately wondering, there are questions about Julio Rodriguez's ceiling. Is he an average player? Is he an elite player? Sometimes he looks like the best player in baseball, but that's not always. So I don't know.
Can you reference the sometimes, please?
Are you kidding like August of every single season?
I heard the Mariners are trading for Ronald Acuna Jr.
That or Alex Bregman. God.
That'd be dope.
No.
I actually heard the Mariners are trading for Zach Gallen and Eugenio Suarez.
I mean, I'd love that.
That's what I've heard.
But will Arizona give up on them?
Well, yeah, they're both in contract years.
But they're trying to make the playoffs too.
I'll take Brian Wu.
No.
And if I'm Seattle, I say yes.
Then you'd be fired.
Let's say you, host.
I'll tell you what. Does Joe Adele deserve to be in the All-Star game this year over Julio Rodriguez? Yeah. Yeah. I firmly believe that. Do I want to watch Julio Rodriguez over Joe Adele in the All-Star game? The answer is, oh, hell yeah. Who is the better player? This is a silly question.
It's Joe Adele. This is
rage baiting. The answer is Julio. The upside is too unreal. The upside is too positive. He is.
Oh, you said Julio?
I did say Julio. He's a top three, if not the best defensive center fielder in baseball. And have you seen Dexter Clark of late? And I'll still take Julio.
It's Julio. Joe Adele's having a good year. Julio has had great years. And maybe he's not playing as well as we would all like him to be and we'd like to have better hitting stats. But yeah, he's an insane defensive center fielder.
Julio is cheap. You're also paying him nothing.
Yeah, he's for the production, his contract is definitely below average. That's for sure.
What's he getting paid a year?
Like 18
and
a half?
Yeah, under 20.
Yeah.
For the next, like, 10 years.
Probably fair.
Yeah. Joe Adele's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to be like, I'm going to need a two-year deal for about 46.
Yeah, guaranteed $209 million over 12 years, of course. That could reach 470 with incentives, but who knows.
Shake the Magic 8-Ball. Incentives, outlook, not so good, Bob. That's a great player.
Yeah, listen, Joe Adele maybe should be an all-star this year, but who's going to have the better career? It's going to be Julio.
It's going to be Julio. Who's going to have the better career? Maybe Seiya Suzuki. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of 8 o'clock hour.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.